Now, what is the joke? Many of you or a few of you, I don't know which one, in this audience may know the answers to all my ignorance, because you may have been a part of it. And I got to put in here, if you feel free to talk, please email me someday, and then we can talk. Because what is going on? You know, that's not a problem with Senate Bill 1995. We know exactly what's going on. We can get copies of everything. Everything. Not here. Not here. Okay. So where are we? Well, to analyze this, I think we have to, doesn't a professor have to talk a little bit about constitutional law? All right, here it goes. I'm not a constitutional scholar. I just love administrative law, and you know there's constitutional issues in there. Okay, what constitution we got? The 1876 Constitution. What was it set up to do? After the Civil War, after Reconstruction, it was our new constitution to get back to business after that horrible, horrible affair. And the commentaries, the legal scholars who are the constitutional scholars, says it was deliberately written to have a weak governor. Have you ever heard people say Texas is a weak governor state? Very quickly, how is that true? Well, the governor was the chief executive officer, but guess who else was pretty chief? The attorney general, directly elected by the people, the comptroller, directly elected by the people, and the general land office, directly elected by the people, and the lieutenant governor, directly elected by the people, right? They have their own constituencies. They are not beholden to the governor of the state of Texas. And then we need a whole bunch of statutory officers, right? And our statutory officers have been given the name, even though it is misunderstood by many people, they are independent. Well, what's the first way they aren't independent? If they want to be one of these independent officers, how do they get their job? They got to convince Governor Abbott to give them a job. He nominates them. And then they've got to convince 2/3 of the Senate in order to get that job. But if they get that far, they get either a 2, if they run an agency by themselves, like Health and Human Services, or if it's a board, they get a 6-year staggered term. Meaning they can only be removed for cause during that period. And guess what for cause does not include? Disagreeing with the governor on how to do their job. Okay? However, those 2-year terms, what horrible thing did we do? No, I think we wanted a more powerful governor. Not in the original Constitution. That the governor had a 2-year term. What now? 4-year term. So if you're a 2-year term state officer, are you going to be very independent during your 2 years? Well, I guess it depends on the character of you. If you think you should do the right thing and the governor asks you to do the wrong thing, then you stand up to him and know what? You're not going to get renominated. Or if maybe you like to keep your job, you try to first what? Convince the governor politely they're wrong. And if you can't, then I guess you follow what the governor says you to do. If you're on those 6 staggered terms, you may or may not come up during the 4 years. And that was pretty good a while back, because we tended to change governors all the time. We didn't like to send somebody back. And then Governor Perry caused some kind of magic. Who knows? I thought he would be here forever. Governor Abbott kind of seems like he might be of the same, even though he's only in his second term. So these officers are independent if they want to be, but there is some pretty good control there despite saying we have a weak governor state. And they added on to it, governor, you have the power to faithfully execute the law. But what is that worth? Have you ever gone to Black's? I haven't even checked it. I'm sure it's in Westlaw and Lexis. But have you ever gone to Black's? There is a constitutional commentary after every section of the Constitution. I don't know who wrote it, and I don't know if they're authoritative, but I read it. And you know what they said? That grant to faithfully execute the law, let me quote, is an empty vessel, for it lacks of specificity, is more fiction than reality.